Fellas, you know when your lady asks you to complete a project at home and it's been a super long time and it's still not done because you've got to prepare? It feels like that's what the Colts are doing to us right now.
You are Locked On Colts, your daily Indianapolis Colts podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome. Thanks for making us your first listen of the day. This is your daily podcast covering your Indianapolis Colts, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates that you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. I am Jake Arthur, and he is Zach Hicks. Today is day 26 of the Colts offseason. And they have shown interest in 14 head coaching candidates, conducted or scheduled 23 interviews, currently have 8 finalists, and could perhaps move on to a third round of interviews with a group of what I'm going to call super finalists.
I mean, that works for sure.
Yeah, so Zach, we've tried to stay on top of this as much as we can, bring in everybody the latest, and things just change every day. Something unexpected comes up every day. A new second interview head coach, you know, a new front runner, this or that. Basically, the latest we've heard today, we're recording this Thursday. So Aaron Glenn got a second interview on, I guess it was Wednesday night, or he was on his way Wednesday night. It was done today, I guess. That one, no one had really heard much of that after his first interview a week or two ago. So that one was a little surprising. You had mentioned, you know, they had a free day to kill, so just bring in another candidate and, you know, fill that time, get another interview in. Wink Martindale, it was said by, let's see, Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News, who, again, that's a Giants reporter, that Martindale is considered one of the front runners, but, you know, apparently there's a few of them. It was very, I'm going to say, it wasn't necessarily direct language used in that tweet. It sounded like things are very fluid still. So for what it's worth, that could just be Martindale's side of things. You know, someone over in New York trying to pump up his stock a little bit. So, wow. Yeah. Zach, what do you make of the latest that we've been hearing in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, so it's been kind of a whirlwind, obviously, these last couple of days. If you guys listened to yesterday's show where I was kind of doing my little spiel for the last 10 minutes about Brian Callahan and about this Colts head coaching search in general, I was kind of confused by the Aaron Glenn addition to this list, mainly because I thought Shane Steichen had already talked to the Colts. You know, I thought he had already talked to them on Monday or Tuesday. I know for a fact that's when it was originally scheduled. I guess I didn't realize that it got pushed back at all. So it will be getting done on Friday or Saturday. So the day you guys are listening to this, Friday or the next day. And that's right before their deadline that they had to actually talk to him because they had to complete an interview with him by Sunday, because the week of the Super Bowl, they're not allowed to talk to Shane Steichen because obviously he's preparing for that big game. But yeah, no, I think the puzzle pieces kind of make a little bit more sense now, knowing that Shane Steichen's interview is going to be in these next couple of days, because if Shane Steichen's interview did take place on Monday or Tuesday, there was no point in adding Aaron Glenn unless you like thought that he was like a top candidate that you just overlooked for whatever reason. Like, it made no sense adding him because he's a guy you could have interviewed last week. But instead, all the guys I talked to this week were guys who were in that playoff game they couldn't talk to last week. So adding Aaron Glenn now, just because you had an extra day to kill, I know it sounds kind of weird being like, oh, they had a day to kill, so why not bring him in? But from all reports, it seems like they called him up Wednesday night and they're basically, hey, if you can get here tomorrow morning, we will do an interview with you. If not, you know, whatever, you know. So I think it's just them kind of covering their bases. And honestly, the biggest thing we can say about this whole head coaching search for the Indianapolis Colts is it's been very, very thorough, like extremely thorough. It's not unlikely to see head coaching searches go this long, go into early February or mid-February. I mean, Frank Reich was hired, I believe, the second week of February by the Indianapolis Colts back in 2018. Obviously, there were some weird things with that, with the Josh McDaniels stuff, but it was still like that second week of February. So this isn't unheard of, but what is kind of unheard of is just how long these interviews have gone and just how many guys they brought in. Usually head coaching searches are 6-7 candidates. You narrow that down to like 2 or 3, and then you narrow that down to your final guy. Or like the Broncos, you just kind of go crazy and throw a bunch of picks at the top guy that you want. But no, with the Colts, it's been expanded to 14 and it's been cut down to 8. Do we see it get cut down to 4 or to 5 or 6? Like, what's the next step here? And I think that's what everyone's wondering. It was reported today that they might do a final round. I just don't really see the point in that. But, you know, if anything, at the end of the day, Chris Ballard and the Colts have been very, very thorough. And I'm hoping they land on a candidate that they've properly vetted and they really trust and they really like, because if not, then you're wasting dozens and dozens of hours on these interviews. Like, they must really, really get the guy that they want here. But it's a really expansive list, and I like how thorough they've been. I just hope they end up with a good candidate at the end of it.
Thorough is definitely the name of the game. There's not much else you could say to describe it. Just to recount for those of you playing at home, the guys who have had second interviews: Jeff Saturday, Ajiro Evero, Raheem Morris, Wink Martindale, Rich Bisaccia, Brian Callahan, Aaron Glenn, and then, like Zach said, Shane Steichen is scheduled for Friday or Saturday. Guys who they haven't, which it's, the crazy thing is these are finalists, but they've only not brought back 3 of the guys. Bubba Ventrone, Eric Bieniemy, and Mike Kafka are the only other guys they interviewed that they didn't bring back for second ones. Ben Johnson, of course, withdrew, returned to the Lions. Same story for Dan Quinn. And then D'Amico Ryans never did interview with the Colts, although they were interested. So I'm a little curious what a third round would be. Are there any more pitches they haven't thrown at these guys? Like, what's the last bit of information they're looking to dig out of this? Because if it's, you know, think of it as like a third date. What do you present on a third date? Like, what's different from those first two?
Yeah, you better be taking them home at that point. Like, yeah, take them home at that point. Let's go.
Because another thing you risk, you know, so one part of it is you're stringing some guys along for a while, including assistant coaches that would join the staff, and you're just really drawing the process out. But also, like, do you risk giving up too much information to too many people? Like, that's kind of something I would question as well.
Yeah, I think my biggest question really wouldn't be that. My biggest question would be, you know, we see this all the time, and I think Jeff Risden actually said it to us early in the process. He said the longer that these searches go on, typically the worse it gets. You know, you get to the point where, because you're taking so long, and we're talking about people's livelihoods here. You know, we're talking about, it's not just Raheem Morris who's affected, but when you're stringing him along and being like, oh yeah, you're one of our top guys, but, you know, wait, just keep waiting. We have to interview all these guys, like guys like Raheem Morris, Ajiro Evero, and stuff like that. It's not just those guys. It's those guys' families. It's all the people around them and stuff like that. So when we're talking about jobs, you know, and livelihoods, keep stringing people along, they're going to lose interest and just go back to what they know. I'm not saying the Colts are at a point right now where that's a concern, but if this lasts until the 3rd or 4th week of February, for instance, then you're going to start seeing guys dropping out because, again, this is people's livelihoods. They don't want to be kept in waiting mode during when it comes to like their job and stuff like that. Even if it is, you know, one of 32 jobs, a huge opportunity, you don't want to keep just waiting and waiting and waiting for something that might not possibly happen. So, I think it's important for the Colts to get this hire done pretty soon, you know, either this weekend or early next week, or maybe it is Shane Steichen, at least kind of come out with a report saying you're talking with terms or something like that, you know, something just to kind of narrow down that search and really kind of limit it. But yeah, if this process gets to the end of February, then we'll see some issues, but I'm hoping, and I think it's going to wrap up by this weekend to early next week.
I would say if Steichen winds up being their guy, that hopefully he's cool with it too and gives his agent the green light to say, okay, don't bother me with this, but go ahead and work something out with the Colts, and then we'll go from there after the Super Bowl. Because again, if it's Steichen, there's some stuff you have to wait on in between now and the Super Bowl, and it's just whatever. But that information will probably get leaked at some point if it does wind up being him. So that's all I got for the latest for now, and it'll change again in the next 24 hours and 48, I'm sure.
Yep. And again, guys, be kind of wary of the reports that you see. Even someone like me, like, don't trust me with saying my opinion or anything like that or reports. I'm not a reporter. I'm not someone who's super plugged in. The guys that you really want to be following, you know, in the local market, Joel Erickson does a great job of breaking stuff around here. Mike Chappell, for sure. Mike Chappell is Irsay's guy here in Indy. And then on the more national level, Tom Pelissero. And obviously Chris Mortensen, because of his relationship with Jim Irsay, you really want to follow those type of guys there for the latest, like, real news on this head coaching search. But guys, next up, we're going to talk about who we think are the front runners and where we think this search is going. But first, all these guys we're talking about are looking to potentially make a job change. And actually, Jake here, even though I am the one talking about this, Jake has changed jobs recently. So congrats to Jake, obviously. Maybe some of you guys are thinking about some job turnover and just moving around a little bit, just like Jake. As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 depends on the team members you surround yourself with. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs, where you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. LinkedIn helps you quickly attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeted tools. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your job qualifications, all on one platform. Identify the most... Oh, that's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one, delivering quality hires and leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates that you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. All right, Jake, after I messily went through that whole talk about LinkedIn Jobs there, let's transition to who we think the leaders are here. Mike Garofalo and Ian Rappaport said they might do a third round of interviews. And like you said at the top here, they talked to these guys for around 12 to 18 hours on average so far. I have no clue what the point of a third round would be. So I'm going to say that they're not going to do a third round. Like, maybe they'll lessen it to two or three candidates and do like 1 hour virtual informal interviews just to kind of get the lowdown. But I really, really don't see a third round. Like, they're not going to make someone like Raheem Morris fly from LA to Indy for a third time for a second time for another interview. And then potentially a third time for an opening press conference if he gets the job. Like, it's just very unrealistic. I don't expect a third round of interviews. But Jake, what do you think about this potential rare third round of interviews that the Colts could do?
I think you're right. If they did something like it, it would be pretty informal. It's just whatever their tiebreaker is, whether it's staff or whatever, they reach out to these guys, talk to them for a little bit and be like, okay, what's the latest on the guys you can get? Have you talked to any potential staff members, this and that? Like, what, there has to be something that is their deciding factor. We won't know what it is, of course. But yeah, I can't imagine another in-person set unless they went out to them. It does not make sense to bring guys in yet again. Like you said, Raheem Morris coming from LA to Indy, that doesn't make sense. As for guys I would think would be actual finalists. So you mentioned Mike Chappell at the top of this among local guys. No one is more plugged into like the upper management of the Colts, really. And Chappell the other day suggested Brian Callahan. I think that makes a ton of sense. He's got the flashy ties that Jim Irsay would like to see to Peyton Manning. You know, Peyton Manning is always going to be the magic buzzword to Jim Irsay. So Brian Callahan, I've got to imagine he's a finalist. Raheem Morris, we've heard nothing but good things. Both interviews apparently went great. And really the only other one I've heard of that went exceptionally well was Ajiro Evero. I've really got to think that might be in there. The Wink Martindale one, they probably like him, but I don't buy that yet. I just really don't. And I don't think you do either, but we just haven't heard much about him otherwise. So my three, gun to my head, if it's a three-man race, I would say Callahan, Morris, and Evero.
So, again, take it with a grain of salt.
I haven't talked to Steichen for a second time yet, so that's right. An asterisk. But
right. So take it with a grain of salt, guys. Again, real linked up, really plugged in reporters have multiple sources. I just have a couple people that I talk to, and mostly agents, a couple people around organizations. So I'm not nearly as plugged in as most. So again, take this with a grain of salt. Most of this is my gut feeling. Part of this is some stuff I've heard, but I firmly believe that Brian Callahan and Raheem Morris are going to be in that final group if they do a third wave, or if they narrow this list down. From everything I've heard, Brian Callahan has the Peyton Manning backing. His interview went really, really well the other day. They're really, really big fans of Brian Callahan, and he was one of the favorites after the first round. So I've heard some really good things about Brian Callahan's interviews, and Raheem Morris, obviously, we've actually heard some good things about that. I have heard that he's been reaching out to a lot of potential staffers to potentially join him in Indy. Obviously, that doesn't mean he's already got the job, but he's feeling pretty good about it, I think. So I do think those are the two leaders right now. I'm with you on the Wink Martindale thing. I think that's more of leveraging for a pay raise there in New York, and that's why his agent probably reached out to a Giants beat reporter just to kind of get that out there, you know, and kind of get that positive for him. So I don't expect Wink Martindale to be in this, but, you know, who knows? Maybe he's been awesome in his interviews. In terms of Jiro Evero, I heard that that's unlikely, but, you know, again, he might be in line for a defensive coordinator job under Raheem Morris, which would be awesome. He could be in line for other things, but I have heard that one's a little bit less likely just because he's such a young coordinator, only 1 year as a coordinator in his career. I think they want more experience. What were you saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems unlikely 1 year as a coordinator to make that huge leap all the way to head coach right away. It just doesn't. I think they probably like him, but I don't think they would be willing to take that jump.
Yeah, I've heard they want to go more experience or offense. So it's tough to do that with such a young defensive candidate. But the biggest wild card right now is Shane Steichen, I think, because Chris Ballard is really, really high on him. And I know a lot of people around the league are extremely high on him. They just haven't had that interview yet to kind of solidify things. And obviously his interview when they fly out to Philly to talk to him is going to be very different than these interviews they've had in Indianapolis, bringing these people in and having these, you know, 12, 13, 14 hour meetings. It's hard to do that in Philly with him. Like, how are you going to, what are you there to show him if you're going to have a 12 hour interview with him in person in Philly? You know, you can't really show him too much of the facility there. So I think Shane Steichen is like the dark horse. I think the leaders are Brian Callahan and Raheem Morris. And I think Jeff Saturday's out. From everything we've seen lately, it feels like Jeff Saturday doesn't really have a chance. Like, we've had Ian Rappaport say it's extremely unlikely. Tom Pelissero, who, again, is extremely plugged in with the Colts front office, has said that it's very unlikely. Zach Kiefer said it's extremely unlikely. And he's getting into that insider game a little bit too lately. So I just don't see it. I don't think Jeff Saturday is going to be the guy. I really think if I had to put money down on it, Brian Callahan or Raheem Morris are the two leaders, and Shane Steichen could get up there with a good second interview here this weekend.
Yeah, that's where I sit, because there's no, they haven't set any firm number on it, and there's been reports of like a top five, this or that. None of it is firm in the Colts. They're just going to do what they feel or see what feels right. So Steichen could be in there as a four, as a fourth, I firmly believe. So shoot, I don't know. We may see another guy come in. Like, would you be shocked if Bieniemy or Ventrone winds up getting another second interview or something?
Okay. Bieniemy, maybe not as much, even though they're going to completely miss their window here in the next couple of days. And they could have easily brought him in today on Thursday when we're recording this instead of Aaron Glenn. But they went back to a guy they could have brought in last week instead of bringing in Bieniemy. I think that speaks volumes for how they view Bieniemy in the coaching search. I think out of the eight we still have, I think his best placing is ninth. You know, I think that's the nicest way I could say it here. But yeah, no, it would shock me if they brought in anybody else. I think this eight is a firm eight finally. And I think we're going to start seeing some traction pick up the second that Shane Steichen's interview concludes. So if they have Steichen's interview on Friday, we'll probably start hearing some things on Saturday about how they're narrowing. And then it wouldn't shock me if by Sunday they're already starting to eliminate guys. Like, you know, Wink Martindale has been informed that he's not in the running. Rich Bisaccia has been informed. Jeff Saturday, hopefully, fingers crossed, has been informed that he's not in the running for it. So I think we could start seeing some traction by Sunday or Monday. And hopefully we have a new head coach by, again, Monday, Tuesday, best case Saturday or Sunday.
Lord, I hope so. I hope the next time that we're talking with you guys, it's about who the next head coach is. But we'll see. At least hopefully we've got a steamy hot front runner that seems legit at the time. That would be nice. Other than that, I don't have anything else to talk on this one today.
What about yeah, you? Yeah. No, I mean, we'll close it out here in a second. But like. Mm-hmm. I'm just ready for it, man. I said it on yesterday's show. I'm ready for the head coach again. I feel like I'm in ADHD waiting mode at this point, and I'm just like, ah, gosh, content is killing me until we have this head coach. Like, there's only so much speculating you can do, and I know you guys are loving these episodes, and you're getting the views up, and you're commenting. We love it so much. We love you guys for all of it, but, like, there's only so much speculating until you want to have something tangible to talk about. Like, I feel like we can't talk about the draft or free agency right now because we'd have no clue what schemes they're going to be running, which coach is going to come in, and if they want to bring some of their own guys. Like, I just don't know what else to talk about outside of coaching updates every single day, which I know is eventually going to get old for you guys. So hopefully we see some real traction this weekend and just kind of really putting that ink to the paper and getting the Colts' next head coach in here.
Yeah, but fret not, even if there's not a head coach, we will have something fresh for you guys throughout the next week. Because for our own sanity, we got to keep it fresh as well. Because I texted Zach today before the show and I said, I am bored of this head coaching search right now. Like, it doesn't seem like anything concrete and new is happening, but we'll get there eventually. This head coaching search could stretch well into tax season, so you can split your time between geeking out about the future of the Colts like us while having your taxes taken care of at the same time. Go to TurboTax and don't do your taxes. Meet with an expert who will do them for you. TurboTax experts can relieve you from the stress of taxes and file for you so that you can do not taxes. With TurboTax, an expert will do your taxes from start to finish, ensuring your taxes are done right, guaranteed, so that you can just chill and relax. It feels good to be done with your taxes, doesn't it? If you're the kind of person that does like to do it yourself, TurboTax can help with that, of course. I legitimately use TurboTax. I do my family's taxes. I've done it for several years. And I'm not a math person. I'm not an accountant. I'm not good with any of that. But they legitimately make it step-by-step so easy to do. You just come prepared with your documents and shoot, they make it so easy. So go to TurboTax and don't do your taxes, or do them if you want. Just visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Intuit TurboTax, full service products only. Video meeting while expert does your taxes required. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. That's it for us, everyone. We'll be back with you next week, hopefully to talk about a new head coach or, you know, maybe some piping hot news, whatever, but we'll bring you some good stuff next week, guaranteed.
Well, heck, hopefully we're back with you guys tomorrow because the Colts have hired a new head coach.
Special, you know? Episode. Yeah, we will bring you a full episode when it happens.
Yeah, so hopefully we're here. You know, you guys can hear from us this weekend, but if not, again, we'll be back next week. Make sure you guys are following at Locked On Colts, at Jake Arthur NFL, and at Zach Hicks 2 on Twitter. Also, subscribe to Locked On Colts podcast on YouTube, wherever you get your podcast. Thank you for making us your first listen of the day. For your next listen, check out the Locked On NFL podcast, bringing the local insights you love to the national spotlight with daily conversations on the biggest NFL stories. Locked On NFL, available on YouTube, wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you guys next week.